Okay, you actually validate your call sign through the Echolink software. So if you are using this on the phone, what I would suggest is to uninstall Echolink off from your phone and reinstall Echolink. So looking at the validation for your call sign, it says there are no valid requests in the Echolink system right now for NAKPR. If you would like to validate this call sign for use with Echolink, please download, install, and run the Echolink software first. This registers your call sign with the system. Then return to the validation page on www.echolink.org. Go to validation to proceed with the validation. So your software on your phone is not validating your call. I would first uninstall it, reinstall it as a new application, and then it will ask for your call sign and that. It then should validate it with the Echolink system to put it in the system, and then you go back to echolink.org and the validation page and follow. It says proceed with the validation for what they said. So that would be because it expired and your call sign, it probably got unregistered with that. The information is still on your phone, so it's not asking you to re-register that call sign because it's already on the phone, and their system isn't getting the proper information sent to it to re-register your call.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, Ryan. I never thought about uninstalling it. I know I've done that with other apps. You know, just uninstall it, reinstall it, and it seems to work. I didn't think about that. Just like at work, you know, close it out, open it up, kill the power, turn it back on. And there's...
Repeater Saginaw.
Let me buy a minute here. Let me think.